The 2014 combined federal campaign is taking a page from the ALS Foundation's Ice Bucket Challenge. This comes after what might be called an off year for the federal charitable campaign in 2013. The CFC formally kicked off yesterday with plans to use social media to try to reach a new generation of federal donors. Vincent McConey is the chairman of the CFC for the National Capital Region. He tells executive editor Jason Miller how the CFC plans to rebound from that tough 2013.
We're looking at this year as really a rebuilding year. Last year was really tough with the government closure, with furloughs. It really hit employees hard. This year we don't face any of those circumstances, fortunately. So we are really looking to reinvigorate the campaign. And also all of that happened right during the middle of campaign season last year, which made things tough for our campaign volunteers. Although with everything, employees in the National Capital Region still gave $51.2 million last year. So we are going to build on that base and really hit a reset button with federal employees in the region, telling them about the value of the campaign and how they can give. And we're encouraged so far and hope to raise $52 million this year for charity through CFC.
So the goal is a small increase from over last year. What are some of the steps you're taking to really invigorate? Or is it just reaching out agency by agency? Is it getting ambassadors? Give me a sense of what steps you're taking.
Well, we're going to be very aggressive this year in the use of social media to really reach out to a new set of donors who may not have contributed to the campaign before, to talk about the impact of the campaign. So, you know, the ALS Ice Water Bucket Challenge really lit and has encouraged a lot of donations to that organization. I'm not sure if we're going to do an ice bucket challenge, but we're going to try and see what sort of things we can do that are agency reflective. You know, we want to do things that reflect the culture of the individual agencies where employees work, but find some new and different ways to reach out to employees to talk to them about the campaign. You know, CFC, we are also this year doing something that is brand new, which is universal giving. So in prior years, employees could give to a smaller select number of organizations that either were on an international list or a national list that all CFC campaigns can contribute to, or our local list. So the total was about 5,000 charities, give or take. Well, this year, we're part of a pilot where employees can give to local organizations that are in the CFC anywhere across the country or around the world. So we're actually going to provide an opportunity to federal employees to give up to 20,000 organizations that are in the CFC for the first time. That's a big deal. I've always wanted to give to a couple organizations back home where I grew up. This will allow me the opportunity to do that for the first time. So in addition to looking at social media and how we can change how we message to employees, we're also really going to focus on the fact that it's a different and new year with our universal giving option. Another thing that we're doing that will help us year-round is we want folks to understand sort of the connection of CFC to the community. So we received approval from OPM to do a pilot this year focusing on volunteer opportunities with organizations that are in the CFC for federal employees. So we're going to begin that this fall into next year so we can sort of build an ongoing relationship between those people who give to CFC and the organizations that receive.
So a couple of things. The local charities, explain how that could work. For instance, you mentioned you back home where you're from, you said you may want to give there. Would you just fill that out on your form? Are they a part of a list that you would look at?
So getting to our universal giving option, it's all done by electronic giving. So when you go in, you'll have an opportunity to search the organizations that you're interested in giving to by name. And then as though they pop up, you can just create your electronic pledge card that way with those organizations. And what we're encouraging is folks, make sure you remember those organizations that you've also always remembered. But if there's something that you want to do for organizations across the country that are meaningful to you, you've got that opportunity. You've got that choice, which is what's so important about the CFC. Employees have the choice to give where they'd like to and if they'd like to.
And then you talk about the volunteer opportunities. Is this something where federal employees could go work with charity as part of that giving? So it's not just a cash out of pocket, so to speak, but more of a time as well?
Jason, that's exactly right. What we're trying to do is create opportunities, and we're going to have a bulletin board where it's all voluntary. Organizations in the CFC will list volunteer opportunities, and federal employees can connect through the bulletin board to those organizations directly. So this is something new. We're going to test out how it works this year. We want to make sure that we are doing this in conjunction with the other organizations locally that are volunteer clearinghouses, but we want to build a connection.
It seems to me one of the challenges for the CFC is kind of a branding issue, not so much that federal employees don't know what the CFC is, but they know too much about it. And is that why you think you have to do some things differently this year?
Well, I think it's always healthy to look at how to do things differently. We learn from social media about how to reach new individuals to contribute to a cause. There's been some changes to the underlying regulations that are the CFC regs that are going to be changing, so they're going to push us to do things in different directions, which I think is very healthy to the campaign. To be vibrant, we just can't rely on people picking up a paper catalog of caring, trying to struggle and find those organizations that they're interested in and expect them to give. We need to be more proactive in helping employees understand the value of the dollars that they give, one, two, connect them with the organizations that they give to, and three, find ways to reach new employees and encourage them to give. But at the end of the day, if the CFC does anything, the dollars are important. But if it sensitizes federal employees to the needs in their community and encourages them to get involved in any way, then I consider everything we're doing a success.
Over the years, the CFC has obviously done some great work. What stands out to you as the real impact that the CFC has year after year?
The real impact to me is an individual one who could be in our community, in our neighborhood, or around the world. Someone who may have a disease, someone who is suffering from hunger, or someone who's cold. And we might be able to be the method for addressing that basic human need. And that's why it's so important to me.
How are you getting the message out to agencies this year? Presentations, special events to recruit those new employees? What's that message that you're trying to send to them?
If folks are giving or involved in their communities, that's the most important thing. And so we are really focused on that primary message. Now, obviously, we believe that CFC is the most cost-efficient way to give contributions to organizations within the campaign. So it's our responsibility to make sure that employees understand, as our theme this year is, that they can help make things possible by their contributions. And we need to use and harness social media in unique and different ways. And even what we did last year, that's like in social media world, that's like 15 years old now. So we're working with the staff and our campaign teams to look at how we can message in different and more effective ways to reach out to federal employees this year, and how we can build opportunities that involve our donors, not just in giving, but in the social media process itself. I want folks to crowdsource CFC. I want them to understand what we do. I want them engaged. I want to hear their feedback about what we do so that we can do it better. And I also want them to know that there's a group of federal employees overseeing this and a team of employees from one of the charities that are going to do everything they can to make sure that every dollar that's contributed gets to those charities at the very least expense possible.
OPM has come up with some new regulations around the CFC. There's been some new rules, if you will, over the road. You mentioned a couple pilots. Is that affecting the efforts that you're doing or the path you're taking this year?
No, we're beginning to prepare for that. The regulations will actually take effect in 2015. So right now we're building the base that we need to do, but already with the change of the regulations, we've seen universal giving, which is just a tremendous improvement and change. And we're working very closely with OPM to improve the way that we do e-giving, which is a lot easier and more convenient for employees. So you'll sort of see things begin to gradually push out over the next 2 years as we add enhancements to the campaign.
So people who are paying attention to this obviously will see a bigger change next year, or it's going to be, as you said, incremental change. They may not even see a change at all. They just will have maybe a more effective way to give.
Some of what we're doing is behind the scenes. To the average donor won't see anything at all, but by harnessing collective efforts and some enterprise activities, we're able to reduce the back end costs of the campaign. So what employees will see is an even greater percentage of their dollar going to the charities within the campaign.